But what he's doing, he's grabbing for his throat. He could have caught his leg, but that was a dog he never grabbed for. For your leg or your head,
and
that. Oh yeah, you.
What did he go for? He went for your.
He went for my brother's throat, and he was getting on the gate at the same time, and he missed it.
Is it real?
Yeah.
Oh Lord.
What did you say to your dog when you wanted him to attack another person or another something else or another dog?
This is sick him.
Yeah, boy.
Now, if a dog was coming after you, was there a way that you would if you're walking along the road, you might.
Well, you one of them came at us one day, but we
pick up
a rock, and the only thing we hit that dog, they had a big old rock, and the rascal was coming, and Ray threw that rock. And he hit him in the mouth, that dog's teeth, his mouth started bleeding. It knocked some of his teeth off. That was a bad dog. And his master was standing up on the hill looking at him.
And wouldn't call him back?
No, he wouldn't call him back.
And yeah,
that was your neighbor, Mr. Barush.
You know, in them times, I tell you, them people were so loyal against the black.
I know. For a fact that white folks kept those kind of dogs, didn't they?
Yeah.
Right.
And that dog that night that bit us, that was the boss's dog.
And he looked. Huh?
But you had a certain group of people, but the rest of them, there were some fine people. But you had a group of them like that, they would enjoy stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then you know you went to all that poor dog and wanted him to whip us for that dog? We doing that dog.
That's right. That dog could have
could have killed both of us.
And if that had happened that way, he'd have said he never thought
it. He was standing right up there on the hill looking at me. He wouldn't holler at that dog at all.
You know, I got caught like that with a big old German Shepherd. That was in Bessie. So I left from by the truck. I was loading up corn out of old building. And I went.
And the dog left after it?
Yeah, when I swung at him, yeah, he got out the way. If he wouldn't have got out the way, I was going to try to kill that dog. If I knock him with the bolt, I was going to pick it up and do it again. Because, man, I'm scared of a dog.
I'm scared of a dog, too. I don't. And you know, the way I feel, I don't. If I got a dog, I want to keep that dog where you ain't going to bother nobody because I don't want nobody's dog to bother me.
Right.
If I got a dog in the yard, that's where you might got no yard dog now. Because I figure if somebody come, if somebody come here, they got to be watching a dog or,
mm-hmm.
or blowing before they get on the knock or something if I don't see him.
Right.
And then when I go to somebody's house, if they don't want to be bothered with me or something, if I got to stay out there and blow and start knocking and stuff, and they got that dog out in the yard.
Especially bad when you go to their house and they're not.
Yeah, not there.
That's right. I got one old puppy like that, but he ain't gonna bother, you know, nobody. Anybody can stop him, come and knock to the door. He won't bark. This at night, if it's a stranger, he'll have to bark, but he ain't gonna try to attack him. Because I had a little small one like that. He was kind of mean. If it was a stranger, he was gonna bark and, you know, go by him and just raise sand. But I know they saw him trying to, you know, jump on him.
I remember when we were small, we had a old black and white dog, they called him Spot. And I remember one year, poor daddy took pneumonia. And that old dog would love to hunt. Poor grandma put that raincoat on and went outside, he pulled it off. She said, went outside to get some stove, shit. He pulled that raincoat clean off.
Oh no.
That poor mama would beat us.